A very good afternoon to all who've tuned in for the podcast, which is an episode on the digital deluge in the modern era and its impact on educators and learners. I'm your host, Gina, and I'm here to discuss the impacts and implications of a digitalized classroom. Well, as Sachs suggests, education is a tool for emancipation, and according to Varian, digital literacy may be emancipatory for innovation and growth in the digital world. I believe this age calls for everyone to be digitally adept and literate. Well, unlike the Luddites, educators like us must acknowledge that technology is going to be invasive and will have to adapt to change. Although there might be a dilemma and apprehension of including it into our classrooms, adapting to it can benefit both teachers and learners alike, especially with AI. A couple of months ago, the Abu Dhabi Department of Education and Knowledge in the UAE conducted a workshop to empower teachers on how to use AI as an assistant. I must say it was truly liberating. Then there's an article in the BBC about the Inspire Learning program that teamed with Apple to incorporate technology as an experiment in one of Scotland's schools. The teachers welcomed it and they viewed it as progress. Something that caught my eye in the BBC article was a headline that read, IT giants. The question that can be asked is whether the brand was the reason for acceptance, or was it genuinely the education authorities' interest in the children? Well, whatever the reason, conclusion can be drawn based on post-humanism as it views technology as a trajectory for a utopian future where humans and machines coexist. This idea can be a challenge for the hubris of human nature, the nature of being in control. My analysis will be about how we can safeguard students' interests and as we make progress. On that note, key areas regarding ethical considerations and responsibilities of using it in the classroom will be explored. What do books say about safeguarding privacy? Hobbes, in his book, Create to Learn, suggests that digital competencies are vital for this generation. Therefore, educating students about the digital world is key to protecting them from the wiles of it. The internet can be predatory. It can cause more harm than good if not cautioned. He also claims that a new form of data mining has gripped the markets where individuals are constantly under surveillance. For example, social media became and has continued to be a platform for communication after schools went online during pandemic. To safeguard students, ADEC, the Abu Dhabi Department of Education and Knowledge, has set clear guidelines for students' online safety. Schools that allow staff and students to bring their own devices or have digitalized lessons to support learners must abide by Federal Law 45/2021 of the UAE, which protects personal data. Yes, the age calls for citizens to be digitally adept, and students are. ITICO states that unlike the older generations, youngsters hang out online and develop social skills and technological skills. But the question is, how safe are they? When they are online, they are continuously tracked. Companies mine data for a lot of reasons. Some invest in research with progress as the initiative, thereby violating all human rights to quantify data. Rampal points out in her article in The Wire about renowned tech companies that invest in research that experiments on how students learn and how effective teaching methods are, and they do this by strapping monitoring devices. Well, who has the authority to make these decisions, making children lab rats? I believe the governments and the education systems do have the authority, and they must draw a line so that children can be protected. She adds that countries mine data about statistics of children from birth, but to what gain? Surveillance capitalism is at the core of every tech company. Winterson argues that the survival of humanity may be questionable if hubris is not curbed. Well, change is inevitable, despite the downsides of allowing students to use technology with caution and policies with caution and policies drawn out to protect and safeguard our children, it can help create green knowledge and break all barriers to build a united and equal world. I do hope this podcast was beneficial, and I do hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.